Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven, stay driven.
Get driven, stay driven. How's it given? Robin Givens.
Really?
What's up, everybody? This is Big Daddy's Hard Talk, and I am Big Daddy, and I'm joined with my beautiful co-host, Felicia Brown.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Big Daddy.
Hello. Oh, yeah. Check this out. Check this out. You ready for this one?
Oh, Lord.
Just wait a second. Throwback.
It was good to have our theme on.
Damn right. Now watch, I can't get back to the commercial thing now. But
oh my goodness.
Yes, it is April 24th, 2017. This is Big Dave's Hard Talk Volume 63. I'm joined with my beautiful co-host, and we're just chilling out. There's not much going on in the way of news. I should have did a better job trying to, you know, get a couple of topics and get people to call in. Just has been it was a crazy weekend. I was a little busy this weekend, so I didn't get a chance to make the connects I wanted to. So I'll do better next week. But very little going on NBA. You know, the NBA playoffs is here, and only series that's over with is Cleveland sweeping. The Indiana Pacers, which I thought the series would have been better than that, but it is what it is. LeBron James is one of the poster boys in the NBA, and they're going to make sure that the Cavaliers make it to the championship. Just like they're going to make sure Golden State Warriors make it to the championship so they can have their trilogy, and this would be the big showdown because they both beat each other once in the championship series, so everybody knows where it's geared towards, too. That, you can see, like, and I watched a lot of that game. Like, I watched the second quarter into the second half, and you can see, like, the way the refs was going. And it's funny to me, and call me a conspiracy person or this, that, and the fourth. People, you know, I say this all the time. But it's all funny that Cleveland was beating the tar out of Indiana. And then with 6 minutes to go, Indiana made this charge to come back to make the game even. And all of a sudden, here comes the King to hit a three-pointer to win the game. And I'm like, come on, man. You guys are trolling for ratings. It's all about the ratings. So, that was it. Houston went up 3-1 in their series with Oklahoma City. And this has a lot to do with Russell Westbrook. And I was watching a couple of sports shows today, and they were kind of getting on Russell Westbrook. But I respect what Russell Westbrook was saying as far as his teammates. Because they were saying, okay, they were talking to Chris Adams. Not Chris Adams. That's a wrestler. Steven Adams. See, my wrestler side always comes out. They were talking to Steven Adams. And Steven Adams, the question was going towards him is that when Russell comes out the game, why do you guys start playing? Don't play as well as when Russell's out of the game. And Russ stopped the reporter right there and said, don't say when I'm out of the game. You talk to us like we're a team. because we are a team. It ain't me, them, me with them on my back and nothing like that. It's us together. And you can hear where the reporter got a little offended. Russell Westbrook had a point. As crazy as he is, as nutty as he is, he had a point to what he was saying. What's your opinion on that, Felicia? I know I said a mouthful.
Yeah, you did. I didn't really, you know, I'm not really keeping up on the you know, the playoffs and everything, so I actually don't really have an opinion on that.
All right.
I know people are saying that it's really boring so far, though, so I don't know.
Because it's predictable. Like, that first weekend, I was all up in it. But then, like, through the week, if something else was on TV, I was watching something else. Now, because it was Sunday yesterday, there wasn't nothing else on TV, I watched a bunch of games, you know, because there was nothing else on. Until American Crime came on and season finale added next Sunday, and I'm glad about it. But that's the only reason, like, I really sat and watched it. So, and it's not – it. Basketball itself is really, and people might say I'm old school and I'm this and I'm that, but basketball is not as good as it was years ago where these playoff games were really intense. And you can see, like, where the NBA just is like an entertainment value to it. It is what it is. So, and I'll let that go there. NFL draft is this Thursday. And anybody who has to work in town, who has to drive in to go into town, I would advise that you don't do it for the next couple of days or just take SEPTA or whatever, because it's a mess down there. It's a real mess. And I don't know why. How can I say this? I want to say this the right way, because this is good for the city. But in a way, it's bad for the city, too. Because it's good for the city because, you know, it's going to bring a lot of people into town, and a lot of the local businesses will get, you know, a lot of play. But if you already live in this town and you have to go to work, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I know getting people whose place of employment actually canceled work, and they gave them the option of working from home. Yeah.
I would have took that option to work from home. I wouldn't want to go down in that mess.
Yeah.
I'd rather work from home anyway. But, yeah, I wouldn't want to go down in there, man.
Yeah. So I think it's a cool experience, though. And I don't even like football, but I think it's really cool. I know a lot of people are complaining because the stage is, like, the biggest stage they've ever seen before for the draft or whatever. And it's, like, literally blocking the art museum. But, you know. If you're not patronizing the art museum, then I think people shouldn't worry about it.
Yeah. That's what I said. It's good for the city, but, and again, it's going to be a pain in the butt. But we'll see how it goes. As long as the Eagles don't do well, I'm happy. Screw the Eagles. Ha, ha, ha. Let's throw that out there.
Next big event for Philly will be WrestleMania. I hope we get it.
All right. You know what?
Hey.
I'm going to post this. I'm going to post this for the next show, and we're going to talk about this on the next show because I want to hear other people's opinion about this. But as far as you and I debate this all the time, there will not be a WrestleMania coming to Philly. I just don't.
Yes, there will be. Yes, there will be. They're testing us next year by giving us NXT TakeOver, the Royal Rumble, Raw, and SmackDown. They're just texting us. We're going to get Mania.
We'll see. You know what? It's not even about the traffic thing with me. Because when you and I went to WrestleMania 29, I'm sorry. When we went to WrestleMania 29, the traffic was thick, but it wasn't that bad. And this was in New York.
Right.
You would have figured it would have been really bad, but it wasn't that bad. And I don't think it's going to be that bad because you would have to put it at the Lincoln Financial Center. So I don't even think it'll be that bad at the Link. So that's not even an issue for me as far as the traffic. And I think it would be a good idea for them to put the Hall of Fame, the Takeover, and everything else at the Wells Fargo. Yeah, because it's right there, too, and I think it's a good idea. And on paper, it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could pull it off. It's just that would Philly do what they need to get it? As far as I'm talking about the politicians, because you know when they tried to do it before, and Mayor Nutass screwed that up. Now, maybe a Mayor Nutass didn't screw it up. We would have had one by now. And they are running out of places. And I agree with you on this point. They are running they're running out of places to have WrestleMania. They're going back to New Orleans next year. Big deal. You understand what I'm saying? So you,
right.
To put one back in Philly after 15, that would be 16 years. 17 years. 17 years. 17 years is a long time. So on paper, it would make sense, but I just worry about would Philadelphia do the next. Now, I'm not talking about Philadelphia fans. I'm not even talking about that yet. I'm just talking about the Philadelphia politicians, from the business owners, where they all get together
right.
to do what's necessary to bring wrestling here, something of that magnitude, because it would draw money. If you could put the NFL draft here, and just like they haven't had an all-star game here in a long time, as far as basketball.
Right, yeah.
NBA. It hasn't been one since 2001. It's a long time. And it's because I don't think that these politicians are really pushing that hard to bring this stuff into Philadelphia. Anybody has this listening to have an opinion as 718-508-9883. Call in, give your opinion. I know how you feel about it, Felicia, but everybody else probably don't know how you feel about it. So tell them how you feel about the WrestleMania coming to Philly.
I think it should happen. It's definitely going to happen. I mean, I just said that. You know, I think we would get one because with everything that they're giving us in January of 2018, I don't see why, the next step wouldn't be giving us a Mania some years down the line. So if we're worthy enough to have all four of those events in Philadelphia back-to-back, we're worthy of having WrestleMania. So I don't see why not.
As long as you guys don't go down there and hold people hostage in the parking lot, we'll be okay. I'm not even going to talk about the fact that y'all booed Roman Reigns out of the building. You should have booed him out the building. You should have did it.
And The Rock.
But don't hold nobody hostage in the parking lot. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we like the Usos now, so we probably wouldn't hurt the Usos now.
You shouldn't have hurt them then.
It had to be done. I'm sorry.
Next thing we wanted to talk about was by Saturday would be 100 days of the orange one at office. This has been, and I watched a couple of the approval ratings so far on different news. That's something I did do this weekend. Whenever the news was on, I went past the news station and they were talking about it. I listened, and a lot of people don't like what he did. And I think the percentage was 39% of people actually like what he did these first 100 days. And that's not good. And they say usually the percentage is like 75 to like 60-some percent the first 100 days of his approval rating. Trump's is 39. That's not good. So where do you go from here?
Right.
It's bad. It's really bad. I already know what your opinion is, but again, Felicia, what do you think about it?
I actually saw that his approval rating was 42%, but regardless, 39 or 42 is still low. He's still at a historic low for any president in office.
Any president,
that's
even Gerald Ford.
That's not good. But, I mean, it goes to show that the people that voted for him really didn't outweigh the people that voted for Hillary, because out of the, I think, 96% of people that voted for Trump said that they did not regret their decision. So if you have, you know, 96% that didn't regret your decision, but his approval rating is 42, there's some numbers missing, you know, that's not adding up. So I'm pretty sure Hillary did win that election, and something got messed up along the lines, but it's neither here or there. He's in office now. You know, we just got to kind of suck it up and deal with it. It's bad. And, I mean, I don't see him reaching out and trying to help any group. Like, they just showed a clip of what President Obama is doing after his presidency, and he made it a point to say that he was going to work with children and youth, and I think that's great. And I haven't seen Trump say that he was going to work with any group. If anything, he's ostracizing every group, and that's bad.
Totally agree. Everything you just said, because, and I'm going to try to get this right, he's not going to work with the LGBTQ.
LGBTQ.
Okay. Thank you. He's not going to work with them. The only people that he's going to work with is the people who already got money.
Yeah.
He's going to work with the rich people. He's going to find
people that look like him.
People that look like him and people that believe in him. So anybody, and I'm not just making it all white thing either, so I'm not being racial, because there was black people that voted for him too. It's all about money. And anybody that could get them off on some type of tax break or something, paying as much taxes, that's who he's going to support. It won't be us. And in 4 years, I'd be surprised if he get reelected. Speaking of that, sidebar, I got the number to the person that I need to call to volunteer to work for the polls the next election.
Oh, excellent.
So I'm going to call that person tomorrow and set it up where I can work for the polls. Because we talked about
That's
this
great.
Before. Either you're going to be a part of the problem, be a part of the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And as quiet as you kept it, you helped out this past election.
Yeah, I had a wonderful time working for the I'm With Her Hillary campaign. You know, it wasn't a matter of me being so, you know, in love with Hillary. It was a matter of me doing the right thing and, you know, not getting Trump in office. Unfortunately, all the calls and all the footwork we did didn't work, but, you know, it showed that there's people out there that, you know, will help, and hopefully numbers will double and triple next election. So we'll see. But I'm glad that you're helping.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's
I appreciate
awesome.
It. I want to do something, and then by the next election, I want to run for mayor up at Derby.
Yes, yes.
That
Change
was
we
a
can
joke.
Believe in. No, it's not.
That was a joke, but. Nah, I can't run for mayor because these kids would be in trouble around here. The first thing I'm going to do is pull the curfew. That's the first thing I'm going to do. And one more social thing I want to talk about. And I'm going to take a commercial. Excuse me. And then we'll come back with some wrestling news. But yesterday, I pull up in front of my house, park my van, and go in. And I'm upstairs in the bathroom, and we have a skylight in our bathroom, okay? We don't have no windows, got a skylight. So I hear all this yelling and screaming. So I'm wondering what the heck is going on. Don't pay too much attention to it. Then I hear the police cars coming. There's an altercation going on in my block where somebody busted out somebody's front windows. And It was something to do with somebody saying something to somebody's kids. I don't know the whole story. I got to talk to Rona Barrett to get the whole rest of the story. You know who I'm talking about. But it's not even warm outside yet, and they're already wilding out. We really have to find something for these kids to do more than just – and I keep talking about this. I don't know what more we can do or, like, if we spending all this money on war stuff, maybe – we could get some money to open up like a community center, at least one community center in town and a bunch of towns, something.
Mm.
Or more parents have to find something to do with their kids. Just don't let your kids go outside and be willy-nilly. Like, if you have a decent vehicle outside, take your kids for a drive. Take them out to the park. Take them on a picnic. I don't know. Like, just get them out in the neighborhood for a while. Because what I think is, these kids don't have nothing to do. Their parents won't take them nowhere. And they just get stuck in the same area and in the same mind frame for so long that the first thing they want to do is wild out against each other.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It does. It
because
does
if
so
you
much...
look at... Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Because, you know, I watch a lot of those MSNBC shows with, you know, jails and stuff like that. You watch them, too. And that's the main reason why a lot of stuff happens in jail, because these guys are sitting there all day with nothing to do. And that's what
that's
I think
true.
Is the problem with these kids. They just sitting around all day. They ain't got nothing else better to do but sit there with their iPhones or Galaxy phones or whatever they got, watching rope videos and fighting videos and this, that, and the fourth.
Oh, you mean a world star?
Okay. All right, that was a clothesline. That was a clothesline. I'm grown.
And
I'm grown.
Mind.
I don't watch what I want.
Whatever. An idle mind does not have an age.
You know what? When I see you, I'm going to give you a knuckle seven.
Oh, my goodness. Do you hear this, everyone? Please call the police.
You know what? When I see her, I'm going to film my own video of me beating her up and I'm going to make it go viral. And then Big Daddy beat up Felicia.
And then all the kids that you just spoke of are going to sit there and watch it. See? See?
You know, they're going to be like, see? See, he talks all that trash, me beating up a woman.
Oh, my gosh.
But anyway, let me take this commercial break. We'll come back with some wrestling stuff. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 63.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, volume 63. Sorry for the pause. I was looking at the weather report, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it's all over the place for the East Coast.
Yeah. Because it's starting like, it's like in the 50s tomorrow. And then by Saturday and Sunday, did you see how warm it was going to be?
Yeah, the mid-80s.
90 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there watching this fight, yo. You wonder why I get, you know, I catch head colds and stuff.
We're all going to die.
Yeah. Yeah. And the days are coming. It's going from 50 degrees to 89 degrees in like 3 or 4 days. You're not addressed anymore. Anyway, we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, volume 63. I'm Big Daddy. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Felicia Brown.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining us. We'll get into a little bit of wrestling stuff. Payback is this Sunday on pay-per-view.
Yes, it is.
And this is probably going to be the worst pay-per-view after a WrestleMania ever. I'm serious.
Oh, it's so sad. I have to laugh instead of cry.
But you know I'm right.
Yeah.
There will be no heavyweight title championship match at all on this pay-per-view. Because the WWE championship, the House of Horrors match, is not for the title.
Nope.
And Brock Lesnar, who should be on this show, defending the Universal title, won't be there. So, what the heck? Mm. But the House of Horrors match, the Hardys are wrestling Sheamus and Cesaro. And that's all I can tell you. Oh, no, that's not even that pay-per-view. That's about it.
Is it Charlotte and
that's SmackDown. Naomi. That's SmackDown tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah.
So, yeah.
So,
WWE did a poor job.
Looks like Bayley, Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman, correct?
Again, stupid. Stupid. The tonight on Raw, the Braun Strowman against Kalisto in a dumpster match. How about that one?
Braun Strowman versus Kalisto?
Yep.
Last time we saw those, he was putting Kalisto in a dumpster, correct? Right?
Yeah, so that's what it is. It's a dumpster match for tonight.
No, okay. Well, the whole show is a dumpster, so.
Yeah, I'm possibly going to watch, that's right, that ain't coming on tonight. So I'm possibly going to watch Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, at least from 8 to
Yay.
9.
But you watch Gotham, too, that's coming on tonight, right?
No, I stopped watching Gotham.
Interesting.
I stopped watching it. Like, I watched the first two seasons, and then by the time the third season came around, I'm like, look, either make him Batman or not. Like, I'm tired of all this other stuff. Like, get into the Batman stuff already, really. So I stopped watching
Batman.
That. We're going to have a debate on that one day on the show,
oh,
too.
Oh, my God.
Who's better, Batman or Superman?
Superman all day. Like,
Batman.
Let it go.
Anyway, Batman. 24 Legacy had his season finale. excuse me, last week. And that ended. So, see if they bring that back for another season. I never got into Prison Break. But you watched that, right?
Yes, I do.
Alicia.
So glad it's back.
Good, good. Outside of that, you know, you got me hooked on a couple of reality shows that I've been watching.
Yay! I feel like when you're, you know, of a higher intelligence and your life is not messy, then there is nothing wrong with watching trashy reality shows. I mean, I work all day and I want to come home and relax, so sometimes trashy reality shows help me to laugh and, you know, just have a good time.
Yeah, I agree with that. Every so often I want to peer into the life of a ratchet person, see how ratchet they like to be. I don't care how much money you throw at somebody's ratchet, they still going to take the ratchet. So I just think it's funny. That's about it. So it's going to be a short show today. There's really not too much going on. Any last words, Felicia? Any last things?
You know, nothing really.
Okay. I got a quick social question. This is quick. Now, you're married. Let's say you're married, okay? You got younger kids. Now you're going to say younger kids. So your kids are like between the ages of 13 and 9. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You and your husband are in your bedroom one morning doing a wild thing, keeping your freak on. The kids walk in on you. How do you explain to your kids what you were doing?
I mean, with so much that's going on today on, like, you know, the internet, do you really have to, or?
Well, you got to tell them something.
Yeah. You know, you got to have that old talk. Mommy and daddy love each other, and you know, only do that with people you love, but of course he's going to say he loves any girl or any boy.
No.
I don't know. This is why I don't want kids.
You love kids.
I tolerate kids. I think they're very, very special and, you know, they can be wonderful, but I don't want them on my own.
I can understand that. But you say you don't like kids, but I know you like kids. I like kids. I like well-mannered kids. I put it like that. Your little kid is bad. All I want to do is beat them. If they're a good kid, I tolerate them. They're good. I'll play with
mm-hmm.
them. Laugh at them. Kids make me laugh. On that note, good luck. Good night. Good luck to the crow, to the duck. Everybody, you have a blessed week. Keep it classy. If I can steal Felicia's line, keep it classy. keep it about the Lord. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And Denzel had said something that I had posted on my Facebook thing, and I can't remember exactly what he said. Now I'm pissed off because I wanted to remember it so I can say it today. I'll say it next week. I'll memorize it and say it next week. But something really inspirational. All right, everybody. Have a good one. Hopefully I have a guest on next week. Sorry about this show. Kind of slipped through the woods. Just slipped through my mind or whatever. Just I had a really good weekend, and I dropped the ball on this one. So next week, I promise y'all I'll do better as far as show. You all can always call in with ideas and stuff, or hit me up on Facebook or Instagram if you have ideas or something you want us to talk about or broach the subject, as long as it's within taste and there's nobody calling in wanting to talk about anything disrespectful, we will gladly talk about it. There's three different types of people in the world: those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Felicia Brown and Big Daddy and everybody that listens to Big Daddy's Hard Talk Radio that make things happen. Good night and good luck to you all.
Good night, everyone.